listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
Joel, it's so good to have you a part of Cornerstone Church. You have blessed my heart, but not only mine, you have blessed the hearts of so many people of this church. We respect you. We honor you. We recognize the call of God on your life, not only in this community and to our church, but internationally. And we receive you as the voice of God, the messenger of God. God has put something on your heart for us today. And we just don't want to hear Joel speak. How many know we want to hear what God has to say through Joel to us today? So would you stand to your feet and let's welcome Joel Jukes as he comes to minister this morning.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly when I get the opportunity to share the Word of God. It's a blessing and it's a privilege to be able to represent God. How many of us know that we're all called to represent God? That's our call. We are sons and daughters of God and we're called to represent God wherever we go. And I just want to thank you for giving this morning and supporting what we do in Africa. I'm excited to go back again and share the goodness. Robert and his son is going with me, and I'm excited about that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for this morning. And Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord, that you will speak. May they not hear my voice this morning, but then may they hear your voice. And Lord, I ask, Lord, that your word will go forth and let it activate everything, Lord, that you have deposited in them. And let it quicken your heart. Let it quicken your mind that you have put in them, Lord. And Lord, that this morning that we will walk out of here, God, changed and transformed and thinking differently, God. And we give you praise, we give you glory, for you are faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you have your Bible open to Jeremiah 29:11, you probably know that scripture of heart. Jeremiah 29:11. This morning, I won't take too long, but I just want to share a quick word that God gave me for the house, and I believe that it will minister to somebody this morning. Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So it's very good to understand that if you go back to Genesis, the creation of man, you would see that before God created man, there was a purpose and there was a plan. There was a reason why God created man. And today we are, because of the society and because of how things are changing, we are starting to live our lives as if we have no purpose. As if there was no reason why we were actually was created. Now, let me explain it this way. Before God ever created Adam and Eve, he said, "Let us create man in our own image so that they'll have dominion." So God had a plan in mind when he created human being. He had a plan. He didn't just wake up one morning and say, "I'm just going to throw them out there and no plan, nothing." No, he had a plan. He had a purpose when he created man. And that plan hasn't changed. And so every human being and every person that is born on planet Earth came here on an assignment. Yes, good. Every single person came here on assignment. Now, what has happened is just that there's so much moving aspect of the world that we are settling for what the world is offering us. We are settling for the model that the world has placed for us. I'm going to say that again. The world is created, you know what it's called? American dream. The world has created a model for us. And so now we are following that earthly model instead of the heavenly model. Because the heavenly model, God says, I know my plans for you. I know what I had in mind when I created you. And the word is saying, no, this is what the plan is. This is what we're supposed to do. This is, quote unquote, the American dream that everybody is supposed to follow. And then we're all running towards that. And God is saying, wait a minute, that is not my dream for you. That is not my plan for you. I have a plan here. And what happens is a lot of times the plan of God has so much process that you have to go through that we don't want to go through that process. We don't like the process that comes with God's plan. Because we are becoming a microwave generation. We're becoming a microwave generation because we want it now, my way or the highway, right now. God, you see, if you don't do it right now, I'm not going to church anymore. Now, if you haven't been there, I've been there. To where I said to God, God, if you don't do it right now, I'm not going to church. The microwave generation where we get to a point where we think that God has to do it right now, right now, right now. And God, if you don't do it right now, you are no longer God. You see, God does not operate in your own timing. God has his times. Even though God is not controlled by time, God is out of time. But he still operates in times and seasons. And your time is not God's time. And if you think that God is going to change his times to conform to your times, you're missing the point. The point is that he already set his time. And his time will not change. So the only thing that we can do is to change our times into his own time. So he says, I have a plan for you. I have a plan for you. And this plan that I have for you, if you will trust this plan, it would actually end up giving you the end that you actually is looking for. It's just that the process to getting there is different from what you hoped for or what you had planned. My process is different from yours. But if you can trust. Now, isn't it amazing how we trust human being more than we trust God? Like if human being, maybe you're going through difficult times and somebody comes to you and say, you know what, I got you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you through this. There is what happens with that. You know, you just trust that that person is going to be there for you. But when God says you're reading the Bible and God is telling you in the Bible, I will be with you when you go through water and when you go through fire. And you're looking at it, you're going, no, you're not. And you're still asking him, God, where are you? And God is saying, I am right here. But when a person tells us they're going to be there, we believe them so much that we put all our hope in them that we're calling them all the time saying, hey, you said you're going to be there for me. Hey, I need you now. But we don't trust God to that level. Because if you trust God to that level, you'll be going to God and saying, God, what is the plan that you have for my life? Because I have my own plan, but your plan is what I need. You see, if you look at the life of Joseph, you would understand that Joseph had these dreams and he went to his parents and he says, I'm having these dreams. And Joseph knew that those dreams were from God. He knew that. Just like there are a lot of us in this room. You've had so many dreams. So many dreams. You've laid down and just God has given you dreams and dreams and dreams. And he knew that those dreams were from God. And so he goes to his parents to help him understand these dreams. They couldn't really help him understand the dreams. As a matter of fact, his dad got a little bit upset with the second dream because now he's saying that the parents are even going to bow down to him. So the dad got a little upset with that. But if you look at the process with what happened to Joseph, Joseph knew that at some point that those dreams that God has given him is going to manifest. He's trying so hard to wait upon those dreams. It wasn't easy. You see, waiting on God is never going to be easy. There are a lot of uncertainties with waiting on God. And Joseph gets sold to slavery, and he goes through this process. He gets lied upon, and all of this is going through. Now, have you ever imagined what was going on in the life of this young man waiting on the dreams that he's had, that he knew was from God? Do you know that maybe some people told him, Joseph, no, you didn't hear from God? Have you ever encountered people that told you you didn't hear from God? I have. When I started preaching and I told people, I said, when God called me, he showed me stage and thousands and hundreds of people on stage. And when I started sharing that, some people told me it's never going to happen. And if I had listened to them, I wouldn't be preaching today. And I'm telling you, I've had the opportunity to minister in Africa in some stage. One time I did a crusade and there was 60,000 people in that crusade ground. And the man that planned the whole thing, at the end of it, he looked at me, he said, I want to tell you something. He said, on this same stage you're standing, Rahab Bonke stood on this same stage and ministered to this same people. But do you know when I had those dreams? When I was 17. I didn't know if it was going to happen. Joseph held onto those dreams. Because he knew that the plans and the purpose of God will come to pass if you hold on to it. It doesn't matter how long it takes. See, Habakkuk says, it says, vision is for an appointed time. Wait for it. It will surely come, though it tarries. And then he tells you again, it will not tarry. That's a contradiction. Have you read that scripture? Go back and read it. It sounds like it's contradictory, but it's not. It says vision is for an appointed time. Wait for it. It will not tarry. Though it tarries, it will not tarry. So though it takes long, it will not take long. So he's telling you the vision will take long in your eyes, but in the eyes of God, it's not long. Because the Bible says a day is like 1,000 years. In our eyes, it's taken forever. But in the eyes of God, it's not. If God opens your eyes, let me tell you this, church. If God opens your eyes and you see the plan and the purpose that he has for your life, I'm telling you, when we stand before Jesus and he starts to reward us for the things that we did for him on earth, it's going to blow your mind when he reveals the fullness of your destiny to you. I mean, it will blow your mind up. When heaven reveals the fullness and God says to you, this is what I sent you to earth to do. You might just be sitting there going, no, it's just this little me. No. In the kingdom of God, there is no little, because you have the big God inside of you. So there is no little in the kingdom of God. And understand this, there is no limitation in the kingdom of God, because our Father is not limited by anything. We are the ones that put limits on ourselves. God does never, he never puts any limit on us. We put limits on ourselves by our imagination, because we feel like we can't do this, we can't do that. So we start to think that the vision is above us. But God never calls you and gives you a vision that is above you. Any vision and any dream that God gives you is a dream that he already gives you everything that it takes to accomplish it. Jesus told his disciples when he calls them, he says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. But if you look at it, most of those men were already fishers. They're already fishing. So he called them, they were already doing something. But he says, I will teach you how to use what is already inside of you to accomplish what you're called to do. You see, you already have everything that you need to fulfill your dreams and your vision. You don't need to go get it anywhere. It's already there. God said to Isaiah, he said, before I formed you, he said, before I formed you, I knew who you were before I formed you. Before you went into your mother's belly, he says, I knew you. And I called you to be a prophet. So this is what that means. Before Isaiah went into his mother's womb, God thought, okay, I need to send a prophet to Israel. At this time of the year, in this day, on this day, and he calculated it. And then he put Isaiah into his mother's womb for that assignment. And that's what he did with each and every one of us in this room. There is an assignment that God is giving you to accomplish. And let me tell you this. That assignment is waiting for you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. I'm not going to do your assignment for you. You have your assignment. And it's time we start asking God, God, why did you send me here on earth? What is the purpose? Why am I here? Because understand this. Yes, you will make it to heaven. Yes, you will enter the gates of heaven. But you're going to stand before Jesus. And Jesus is going to ask you this question. All the talents that I gave you, what did you do with it? And you go, what are you talking about? I didn't know. Me? Talent? No, I didn't have any. Oh, Joel had all the talent. I didn't have any. And Jesus is going to look at you and go, no, I gave you a lot of them. Me? All right, look here. And you're going to see all of it. And you're going to look back, man, how come I didn't know that I was loaded for this? How come I didn't know that I would have made so much impact? How come I didn't know? Because here's what happens. The enemy keeps us so much busy that we get so focused on ourselves and what we're going through and what is happening around us and all of that, that we forget that we have an assignment. Jesus could have done the same. You know that, right? Because he knew he was going to the cross. He knew all the pain that he was going to go through. But he didn't let any of that stop him from destroying the kingdom of darkness before he went to the cross. It didn't stop him. It didn't stop him. It's time for us to start asking questions. And stop settling. You see, we are a body here. And Paul says, in the body, we ought to have gifts. And imagine if every single one of us in this body starts using our gifts. Imagine what would happen. Imagine. Each and every one of us in this room, we are loaded with gifts. Because you are part of the body of Christ. You just have to find out what it is. And who better to ask the questions rather than the Holy Spirit? And he will tell you too. Because that's what he does. He will show you. He will reveal to you the plan of the Father. And whatever it is, it's a high calling. If it's cleaning the bathroom, that is a high calling. Whatever it is. Because sometimes we don't understand. We think that high calling is just maybe having the microphone and all of that. No. Whatever God has called you to do is high calling. And once you step into it, you'll realize, oh man, this is what I'm called to do. And God will start to move on your behalf. Because God will only move when he assigns something. That's when God moves. He only backs what he assigns up. When heaven sends you an assignment, he backs you up. And if you're wondering, what is it that God has called me to do? Most of you already know. Most of you already know. You just don't want to do it. That's the truth. Just don't want to do it. You know. Just don't want to do it. A lot of times fear. Fear of doing something new. Fear of stepping out. Because we become so comfortable where we are at that we don't want to do something new. We don't want to trust God in a new realm. But until we learn how to walk on water, we will never see God move in different dimensions. God is not a one-dimensional God. Jesus said the Spirit of God is like a wind. And how are we going to experience that if we don't step out in faith and allow the Spirit of God to move the way He moves? I want to challenge you this morning. You've been in church all your life, since you were 3 or 5, since you were in your mother's womb, you've been in church. It's time to stop just being in church and start manifesting God. And start manifesting your gifts. Start manifesting what God has called you to do. Let this church be a church that is full of men and women that know who they are and who they're called to be. The Bible says those that know their God, they will do exploits. And we are people that we know our God. We know that our God is mighty. We know that our God is powerful. Believe me, a lot of the things I do by faith. I'm telling you the truth. Especially when I go to Africa, it's all faith. You go into areas that are, you know, they're trying to kill each other, and you walk around as if you don't die. You know, it's faith, because you know God is sending you and you just go. And God goes with you. That's what He says. He says, I will be with you. That's His promise. So don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to say, God, I want to do everything that You called me to do, and it's not too late. It's not too late. Don't matter how old you are. It's not too late. You can start right now. I want you to stand up to your feet. It's not too late. Because I'm telling you right now, there are a lot of people that are laying down at the cemetery that did not fulfill their destiny. They didn't fulfill why they came here on earth. And we're still alive. And you can keep wasting it, or you can make a choice and say, God, it's not about me. Because one day I'm going to stand before You. And you're going to hear. Here's the truth. Whether you want to hear this or not, you're going to stand before Jesus. Yes, you'll make it to heaven, but you will stand before Jesus, and He's going to put His hand out for all the gifts that He's put in you to get the reward back. Because that's His reward. That's what the Father promised Him. And you're going to have to tell Him what you did with it. Whether you like it or not, you don't have a choice. You still have time to ask Him what it is. And He will tell you, I promise you, He will tell you. And it doesn't matter what it is. Even if all He's called you to do is to pray for people, just do it with all your heart. Just do it with all your heart. You're doing what He's called you to do. And if all he's called you to do is to be a helper, if all he's called you to do is to encourage other people, whatever it is, do it with all of your heart. And heaven will back you up. And God will manifest through you.
Listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.